Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, captain for Munster, Ireland and the British and Irish lines, the third most capped player for Ireland with 108 appearances and now interim head coach for Ireland, Paul O'Connell is on the line. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Claire. How are you doing?
Great. Lovely to have you with us and thank you for taking the time because it's a really busy day for you. You've tens of thousands, I believe, signed up for this Team Limerick clean-up on the 10th anniversary today.
Yeah. With Team Limerick clean-up, we're doing it for the last 10 years, every Good Friday morning. And with 23,500 people involved this year. A lot of schools would have done it before they went on their Easter break. A lot of GA clubs, a lot of LGFA clubs involved in it as well, and a lot of local businesses and charities and all sorts. So basically it's just a one-day clean-up of the city and county where people register online and then they can go and they pick up rubbish bags, pickers, high-vis vests, everything they need to get it done. And we get them out on the streets on Good Friday morning. And it's the 10th anniversary this year. It's been a big success. It's a really simple idea. It's really well supported by JP McManus. I suppose it allows us to supply people with all the bits they need. It allows us to advertise it. It allows us bring together groups like Mr. Binman, City and County Council, and all the groups who need to come together to make it work and happen. It's been a big success.
And it makes a difference, does it? You can see it afterwards. I mean, if you've 23,500 people up picking up, out picking up rubbish, you clearly can notice that in the aftermath, right?
Yeah, it does. It makes a big difference, and it's very noticeable. But also, I suppose it helps build habits as well. You know, you've kids. I suppose kids hear about it in school. They bring their parents out on Good Friday morning. Parents bring their kids out, and I suppose people learn that you need to look after your area, your estate, your road, your street, whatever it is. And it's about building habits as much as it is about getting people out for one day a year.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've taken up the mantle of Ireland head coach for the summer months. A big honour, I'm sure, but also a lot of responsibility. Is it a question of holding the fort or do you try to go into that aiming to put your own stamp on it?
Probably a bit of both. You know, we don't have a lot of time together. We get the lads 2 weeks before we play our first game, so we need to have as much continuity as we can. You can't change much, but you want to, I suppose, layer some bits on. Always, you know, we're always trying to evolve and improve, and we'll be adding to that. We'll have a very different squad. You know, I reckon a good few of our players are going to go on that Lions tour, so we'll have a few inexperienced players. We'll have a few younger players. We'll have a few inexperienced guys as well, keeping it all together. So it'll certainly be different from previous summer tours. We've different coaches as well. A lot of the Irish coaching staff are going on that Lions tour. So I suppose it's important that everyone brings their own stamp to it. We want to have a bit of continuity, but everyone brings their own stamp to it as well.
You weren't tempted to go with them yourself?
I wasn't. It's a long tour. It's a long time away from home. But it's a big honour to be asked. And, the guys that are going on that tour are really lucky. I'm sure they'll have a great time. We've a real good, I suppose, bonding the coaching staff. We work well together. We know how we work together. So that's probably the reason Andy brought most of the Irish staff with him, and I hope they're very successful.
I was really interested to read about your thoughts on knowledge transfer, and you were saying that Joe Schmidt was the best person you saw at doing that, you know, that thing of being a teacher, and it sounded like something that you were really trying to crack that nut yourself. Have you managed to do it, or is it still something that you're working on?
You're always working on it. I suppose, listen, a lot of guys end up becoming coaches because they played the sport. You know, when really probably the best qualification to become a coach is probably to be a teacher. You know, you can probably learn the sport. You can learn the sport very easily. You probably can't learn the skills. You know, a lot of the best rugby coaches were teachers. They have a four-year degree in teaching. They have a four-year degree in the transfer of knowledge. So that's what I try and do, is try and bring some of those skills that teachers have to coaching. You know, it isn't just about knowing the game of rugby, it's about knowing how to transfer knowledge to guys as well, that they can do it under pressure, when they're stressed, when they're fatigued as well.
Now, what do you make of this narrative around the provinces at the moment outside Leinster, Paul? You know, there are those who would say, well, Leinster gets all the investment and the others come a distant second. Is that fair?
I don't know if it's fair. I think Leinster have been good at producing players, and the way the system has changed in recent times, whereby there is less players on national contracts, mean that the majority of the national contracts are with Leinster players. And it certainly makes a challenge for the other provinces. They're probably not in a position to sign the players that Leinster are in, but that's the challenge. The provinces have to produce players and get as many players as they can to be first choice Irish internationals.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those sports, isn't it, that because it can be so dangerous, you know, if people aren't looking after the players and giving them time off when they're injured, you need that level of investment behind a squad to get it right and for it to be safe.
Yeah, it's a long year. It's a long season. There's a lot of travel in it as well now with the South African teams involved. So you've got the international season interspersed in the middle of that. So the deeper your squad is, the better chance you have of being successful.
Paul, it's great to talk to you. Thank you very much. And we're delighted to get hold of you on a busy day. The Team Limerick clean-up, which is happening today, officially Ireland's largest one-day tidy-up. That's Paul O'Connell.